the nature. All that is the effect. All that we talked about are the effects of the old nature. But the new nature is the devil himself. So let's say the devil himself has character. All right? So some of these characters are what a lot of people are now practicing. All right? And Bible makes us understand that he that lies, his father is who? He's the devil. So that tells you that that's an effect of what I'm talking about. So we say the old nature is, the old things that passed away is the nature and the effect of the enemy. That's how you're going to say it or see it henceforth, okay? So it's important that we keep the old nature and the effect of sin where it belongs. It's very important. That the father of this sin, I need to deal with it. I need to deal with it. This is the attribute of the enemy. So it shouldn't be found in my life as a new creation. I shouldn't leave, allow, you know, I said something beautiful to the workers last Sunday. And it was beautiful because it wasn't something I wanted to talk to them about, but it just came out of my spirit, you know, which is the fact that some sinful habit or some old nature habit and effect have suddenly crept into our lives, and we're not giving attention to it. We're not dealing with it like we ought to, because it doesn't really look like sin anyway. That's why it doesn't really look bad in itself, you know. It's what everybody goes through, you know. So if I go through it, it's fine, you know. So I talked about things like, can you give me an example? I don't want to take something that will make me get hooked. That won't give me hook. I'm going to say more about it. okay. Oh, okay. Sama. Oh. That you're talking about Wednesday. I want you to say something I said on Sunday. Yes, so what did I call it? Did I give it a name? I didn't give it a name. So let's say delay. Something like delay. Okay. All right. Now, we said that as a new creation, you have the nature of God. So that means that nothing can bound the new creation. Is that true? Yeah. So if nothing can bound the new creation, and suddenly there are some things that seems to, you know, be around the new creation that cripples into his life, and he really doesn't know. An example of that's like, I was just being reminded now, is maybe delay in marriage, all right? You know, so it's been in the family for a while. You know, the first child gets married, a lady at 40, and then the second child, you know, gets married at maybe 45, you know. The men gets married at maybe their 50s, you know, that kind of thing. And you happen to be in that family, you know, after a while, if you don't take authority over that particular thing, it will cripple into your own life too. Why? Because you are in that lineage. All right? That's where you belong, in that sense of surname, parents, gene, and all of that, you know. So you suddenly also became relaxed, and then you're allowing everything that happens in the Odeni family. I'm from the Odeni, so let me use my family as an example. So let's assume in the Odeni family we have delays in marriage, and then I'm also in the Odeni family, and I'm also going to have that same delay. Why? Because I seem not to have woken up to who I am in Christ Jesus. And even if I have woken up to it, I seem to have been tolerating some things. Why? Because it doesn't really look bad. It doesn't really look bad. Yeah. For some families, it could even be sicknesses of a particular kind. You know, it cripples into the family. It's in this person, it's in that person, it's in that person. So when they fall sick in their family, say to say, you know, somebody can call and say, ah, shekini yeni. Amen. You understand what I'm talking about now? They seem to have, I just said that shekini was, is it that thing? All right, that's the interpretation of what I just said. So that means that in that family, they seem to have accepted, do you understand, that particular thing in the family. So it's not a big deal. They understand it. They know the modalities. They have studied it, and they know the time that it comes. Can you imagine that? It's a life, really. But I'm saying this because sometimes you don't even know. You don't know. I said something else to them. I also said that sometimes it could just be that in the family, we just notice that just one person gets rich in that family, no other person. So everybody gets to scratch, perch. You know, and you happen to be in that family, and you've seen it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you're still in school, and you're asking yourself, why is it that from these five people, it's only Uncle So-So and So that is really comfortable? The rest of them are begging Uncle So-So and So. You are in that family. Something is happening. Something is happening. It will soon be your turn. So these are some of the things that we kind of overlook because they don't really look like, you understand what I'm talking about? They don't look like sin. They don't look like anything that, I mean, it's just life. You know, but the enemy is crippling into our life. And we say that nothing can bound the new creation. Something is bounding the new creation. Something is showing itself as normal to the new creation. And the new creation seem like he's not understanding what's going on in this case. Or better still, has suddenly just embraced the life, you know. So it's something that you and I need to look at. But I mean, and that's why I'm saying something tonight. I said that the old things that passed away is the old nature and its effects. The old nature. I no longer belong to the enemy. So that means that the effects that he could have on me no longer exist. Amen. No longer exist. Whatever it is that is of the enemy no longer has a hold to my life. I'm free from that hold. I'm free from it. Hallelujah. 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 It says here, it says all things have become new. What that simply means to me is awake to the new life. All things have become new. Awake to the new life. Awake to the life that you now have in Christ Jesus, that has no sin, that has no bondage, yeah, that has no sickness, pain, disease, all of that. It doesn't have it. Awake to the life that you have in Christ. Awake to the possibilities of God shining through your life. Awake. Hallelujah. Awake to it. Awake to the fact that you should never be broke another day in your life. Awake. Awake to the fact that you should never be sick another day in your life. Sickness is of the enemy. Hallelujah. Yeah. Sickness is of the enemy. Every time you tolerate sickness in your body, you tolerate the enemy. You give him space to move. You allow him to, you know, to be comfortable in that sense. Let me say it another way. Sickness is demonic. Amen. Glory to God. It is demonic. No blessing of God comes with pain. No blessing of God is disease. No blessing of God is disorder. No blessing of God. No, none. None. None of it. So it's some of these things are demonic. Now, another thing you need to understand is some sicknesses are actually out of our carelessness. You open the door. But there's a root. That's what we're talking about. So you don't go to the doctor and say, there's a demon I'm fighting with. No, that's what I'm talking about. Amen. No, don't go to that extreme. But I'm simply saying you as a new creation needs to understand that what I'm fighting with has a root. This pain, this disease, as long as that's what it is, it has a root. So I've got a headache. It's bringing pain to me. It has a root. But what am I dealing with? I'm dealing with pain. So what do? I rebuke the pain. I'm going ahead of myself again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to Colossians. I told myself that I'm going to stay with my note. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. The moment I leave this pulpit, it's always something. Amen, amen, amen. All right, Colossians 1, look at 13. Hallelujah. Well done. Okay. He has delivered us from the power of darkness. Amen. Yeah. The power of darkness. So darkness is from where? I didn't hear you. From the devil. Okay. So it says he has delivered us. He has delivered us from the power of darkness. What does that mean? And it says he's conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. That's Jesus. All right? He has delivered us out of the power of darkness. Naturally speaking, when we take off all the light in here, everywhere becomes dark. Okay? So when there is darkness, what happens if you have to take a step and you didn't know that there was a stairs here? You fall. Let's use another word. Stumble. That's one of the effects. Amen. That's one of the effects. The new creation is not to stumble. You are not supposed to stumble. So that means if there's darkness, what it simply means is the person is stumbling. But it means also is that there's confusion. Hallelujah. There's confusion. Another thing it means is wickedness. Amen. Darkness. Wickedness. Oppression. Impurity. Distress. Trouble. You fall into trouble from time to time. It's darkness. Yeah. Because you are not led. Every time you are not led, you allow the enemy. Any time the Lord is leading you and you refuse to yield to the Spirit, you allow the enemy. So when you allow the enemy, what happens? What happens? Then you are not led. You are not led away from evil. You are not led away from evil. Because you did not open your spirit to hear. You didn't give attention to the Father. So that's darkness. Amen. It's darkness. Every time you don't know what to do, it's darkness. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it. I'm confused. You just said it. That's darkness. It's darkness. But Bible says here, it says he has delivered us from the power of darkness. Amen. Another word there is blindness. You can have your eyes opened, but spiritually, it's what? Is blinded. Why? You cannot see. And that's why the Bible says that your eyes of understanding should be what? Enlightened. It has to be enlightened so that you can see. Talking about the spiritual states of the new creation. Alright? You've got to see. It's not all about this. These are physical, you know, things that we all see. You can find a blind man, but he's still led by the Spirit. Yeah. He makes right decision, yet he's blind physically. But he's got God. So he makes decision by the Spirit. He makes decision by the leading of the Holy Ghost, yet he's blind. So I'm not talking about physical eyes. So every time we make wrong decisions, we go the wrong way, it's darkness. But Bible says, I have been delivered. If I've been delivered, then why am I stumbling? If I've been delivered, then why am I blinded to this truth? Do you know there are people that are professional liars? But the Spirit of God, really, they are professional in it. You know, they're taking a course in it, actually. So, you know, what they do is they pick a lie, they need another, and another, and another, and another, and another. In Yoruba, they say that anyone that keeps that habits going, surely will steal. Hallelujah. Is it true? You don't know. You shouldn't know. You shouldn't know. Because if you tell me it's true, I'll say, tell me about it. Alright? You know, so you do one, and then you need another perfect one to perfect the first one. You need another perfect one to perfect the second one, and perfect going like that. So before you know it, you're going to be perpetual, professional, advancing, keep going. It's not a good life. But do you know that as a new creation, you could stand before someone like that and you can look into his eyes and say, you just lied. It's professional. It's covered. All padded up. You can't tell it if you were not a new creation. Even some new creation will fall for it. But as a new creation, you can actually look and say, that doesn't sound well. Are you sure? Are you really sure? And the person will say, what do you mean? And start giving you more lying facts. Oh my God. Anyway, Bible says that person has been delivered from the power of darkness and has been conveyed into the kingdom of the Son. All right? Another thing I was, talking about on Sunday was knowledge. I said we need knowledge. Can you remember? I said it until you took me away. I'm back. Now, listen to me. If we don't have knowledge, all right? If we don't have knowledge, the truth of the matter is, it's darkness. When there's no knowledge, it's darkness. It's darkness. Let's read one or two scriptures about it so that I don't jump away again. I wanted to look at something about knowledge. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go to Proverbs. Okay, please get ready to give me Proverbs 15, but I'm going to Proverbs 12 now, so that we can quickly look at something. Proverbs 12, verse 1. Oh, where did I go? Good. All right, it says, whoever loves instruction loves knowledge. Hallelujah. Whoever loves instructions loves knowledge. But he who hates correction, what did he say? Stupid. You hate to be corrected, you're corrected, you feel sad, you're corrected, you don't even take it. All right? You're just being stupid. That's what the Bible says here. It's not me. But actually, it's true. Whoever loves instruction, loves knowledge. Every time you take to instruction, that means that you love the knowledge that comes from the instruction that has been given. Because from that instruction that has been given, when you apply, obviously it will be positive in that sense. All right? So it's knowledge. You just accumulated something, got better at something because you took to instruction. But it says that he who hates correction. All right? Let's go to Proverbs 15:14. The heart of him who has understanding, hallelujah, the heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge. Yeah, he seeks knowledge for understanding. But the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness. So knowledge is key. It is key between you and I. It is key. You must seek knowledge. You must go after it. You must find it. You know? A lot of times we want to do everything, all right? Everything that our head tells us, we're not ready to go study. Go look for more knowledge. Go look for more things, you know, that will amplify whatever it is we all are doing or about to take a step in. It's important that you go further in just your own knowledge. You might be wrong. Hallelujah. You might just be wrong. So going after it gives you more wisdom. You're wiser every time you seek knowledge. The scriptures already makes it easy for you and I to want to know God the more. Yeah. You should want to know God the more. So we just talked about, darkness and being conveyed into the kingdom of his dear son. So you must have the knowledge to tell yourself, okay, this has gotten to its limit. This is not God. This is not supposed to be me, the new creation. So what do you do? Hallelujah. What do you do with this thing? But before we go to what we do, I really want you to see the importance of some of these things. All right? I want you to see it. Let's go back to Colossians. Hallelujah. Colossians 1 now. It says, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his dear son. Now, let me say something to you. Another thing about darkness is that it means that the enemy has control and he has dominion. That's another thing about darkness. He has control, he has dominion. So when Bible says he has conveyed us out, there's something about the deliverance there. There's something about it. The power of darkness is the power of control from the enemy. The power of dominion from the enemy. So he dominates people and make them act wrongly. He's, you know, just like we're saying that anyone that is led by the Spirit, everyone that is the Son of God is led by the Spirit. The same way we would say that anyone that is led by the enemy, do you understand what I'm about to say now? Yeah, because that's control. That's the control. So you and I are supposed to be controlled by the Spirit. All right, it tells us go left, we go left. Go right, we go right. But if we're not under that control, we're not sons. All right, that means that we have allowed the control of the enemy. So he tells you, slap that person. How can he talk to you like that? And you take your hand and you do bow. He said, I was offended. You were being controlled. You were being influenced. Yeah. You are being. Or someone else decides to kill someone in the name of, we must make this money. They say that's the reigning thing. Bring head, bring leg, bring something. We must make this money. He's under the control, he's under the influence of the enemy. He's under an influence. It's control. That's what control does. If you look at a leader that is... if you look at a wicked leader, what he uses is his influence. That's what he uses. So his influence is either positive or negative. But with what we're saying, for him to be a wicked person, obviously his influence will be negative. He'll be a negative leader. A negative one. And there are a lot of them in the Old Testament. So basically, what I'm saying is that the being delivered from the power of darkness is not just as it says or some of the things I have just said alone. It obviously means control, power, dominion from the negative world. So when your attitude changes from you being cautious, from you being led by the Holy Ghost, from you allowing yourself to pray, to study the Word of God, to be in the company of believers and all that, you are allowing another influence. That's what you're doing. You are allowing another influence. It's a subtle one, like I said when I said I was talking to the... Yeah, it's subtle. But it will come until it gets into the person, and then you just see that this person starts behaving negatively. Spiritual things no longer matter. Why? It's under an influence. There's a dominion somewhere. But Bible says once again, he has conveyed us into the kingdom of a son of his love. He has conveyed us into the kingdom of God. We have been conveyed from the power of darkness, from the kingdom of darkness, into God's. Into God's. So every negative thing is not of you and I. And we must not allow ourselves to be influenced, no matter what. You must not allow yourself to be influenced. It could be between two believers having quarrel. Make sure you tell yourself at a point, this has got to stop. Glory to God. And then when you notice that it's going on and on, you need to beg the other person. I'm sorry. End it. Because he will take advantage of that atmosphere. He will. He will. Have you seen people start on a low-key level of conversation and suddenly somebody picks up a knife and that person picks up a bottle? How did this start? It's an influence. It's an influence. So these things start in a way that you don't even know where it's going. So as a believer, always tell yourself, no, this is not good. This is not good. This atmosphere has changed. Always remind yourself of the atmosphere that you carry. Because you carry God, you carry God's atmosphere. And God's atmosphere is peace. Peace. The peace of God that passeth all understanding. The one that will make you tender and want to beg. I'm sorry. You are not wrong, go. I know. But I'm sorry. For the sake of what? Peace. Bible says, live in peace with all men. Let your atmosphere have that peaceful flow. Don't always want to win an argument sometimes. Don't always want to. If possible, all the time. If you know where it's going, just let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Don't allow the enemy to take advantage of anything around you to influence and to control. No. No. Every time we allow, we are allowing something else. All right? So these are some of the things that happen, and sometimes we don't take, you know, all that. But here, just like we started, we're still talking about that nature. That nature of the enemy is darkness. That nature of the enemy is confusion. That nature of the enemy is wickedness. That nature of the enemy. So you don't allow it around you. You are the new creation. The new creation is kind-hearted. The new creation is loving. The new creation helps. The new creation allows for sacrifice, meaning that sometimes you don't have all of it, but you're still ready to give all of it. Amen. Hallelujah. You're still ready to give all of it. You're still ready. It's sacrifice. That's the life of a new creation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we would not allow we won't allow the enemy direct us. Amen. Yeah, we would not allow him rule us. We would not allow him command us. Those are the things that he loves to do. So you and I must not allow. You are being led by the Holy Ghost and not led by the enemy. You're led by the Spirit of God. Your nature is that of God. And that nature has the Spirit of God. So he's been influenced by that nature. Not negative. Not negative. So everything around you that speaks negativity, you need to speak back. You need to act right. And tell yourself, no, this is not me. I refuse to lie. This is not me. You know, because sometimes you're in a tight corner and all you need is an escape. But sometimes get into the trouble of telling the truth. All the time. I said sometimes, I'm saying all the time. Get into the trouble of telling the truth all the time. Yeah. No one will kill you for telling the truth. You know what will happen? They'll be disappointed. That's all man will do. You know about it? Cover your mouth. Don't say no. Sir, please, were you aware of this? You cannot lie. You will not lie. Remember what we read last week? The new creation cannot sin. Does not have the ability to. So this is important. You and I must train ourselves in this way at all times. We must. We must. We must. Hallelujah. 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 Bible says that he has delivered us from the power of darkness. If he has delivered us from the power of darkness, then he gave us something. What did he give us? He gave us dominion. He gave us authority over the power. So I've been delivered from it. And he gave me his nature. His nature is authority. So I have what? I now have what? I have dominion. I now have authority. I have control over darkness now. That's what I have now. That's who I am now. Somebody say, I'm the new creation. Say, I'm the new creation. I am the new creation. Nothing bounds the new creation. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1, let's quickly go there. Are you getting something tonight? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Ephesians 1, 6. It says here, to the praise of the glory of his grace by which he made us accepted. Amen. Say, I have been accepted in the beloved. Yes, you and I have been accepted. We have been accepted. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter who rejects us here. We have been accepted. And we have favor. All right? Verse 7 says, in him, hallelujah. In him, say in Christ. In Christ. Say, I have redemption. Through his blood. Say, I have forgiveness of sin. According to the riches of his grace. It says, in him we have redemption. We have redemption. We have redemption. Ah, glory to God. We have redemption. What does this mean? Hallelujah. What does this mean? What does this mean? That I have been redeemed. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. Hallelujah. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed from sin. Hallelujah. And we talked about that a bit. All right, and then he says, glory to God. I've been redeemed from sin, you know, and then I want to say that you have been redeemed also from the hand of the Satan, which is you have been redeemed from sickness. You've been redeemed from sickness. Sometimes when I pray, I say things like, where sickness is concerned, I say, Satan, take your hands off my body. In the name of Jesus. Take your hands off. So maybe it's a business. You say, take your hands off the business. In the name of Jesus. Take your hands off. Maybe it's your life. Yeah, maybe it's your life. It's been going up, down, fluctuating. You say, Satan, take your hands off my life. If it's your marriage, husband misbehaving, wife misbehaving or something, Satan, take your hands off my marriage. Hallelujah. These are some of the prayers you have to pray. Yeah, you tell him, take his hands off. Because he doesn't have authority to put his hands there. Hallelujah. Everything that concerns you, Bible says, is perfected. So he cannot put his hand in what has been perfected in Christ. Hallelujah. It's in Christ perfected. Your health is in Christ perfected. Everything that concerns you, it's in Christ perfected. You have soundness of mind. Hallelujah. You are in Christ perfected. All that concerns you. All. So you say, Satan, take your hands. Why? You have been redeemed, says the Lord. You have been redeemed. You have been redeemed. You have been redeemed. Another thing you need to say, or you need to know, is that He's giving you authority over Satan. He's giving you authority over Satan. So Satan doesn't have authority over a one-day-old baby in the Lord who just gave his life to Christ. Glory to God. Satan doesn't have authority. How much more you and I? So you cannot afford to be fearful. You should be bold to make declarations. Let the enemy hear. Hallelujah. Let him hear who you are. Let him hear what you have. Let him hear. Let him hear. Some people will say, don't talk too loud. Don't say too loud. Don't be saying it to yourself. No. No. I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am the redeemed of the Lord. I have dominion over Satan and his occult. I've got dominion over the influence of the enemy. I've got it. I've got authority. I've got it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I've got authority. I have been redeemed. He gave me his authority. It is on. Hallelujah. If he uses it, it will come out right, right? So if I use his own, not my own, hallelujah. It is on. So because it's his own, it will work. Hallelujah. It is on. It is on. He gave it to me. He's giving me authority over the kingdom of darkness. He's giving me authority over every effect of what the enemy can do. I've got authority. I've got it. I've got it. In the name of Jesus, I've got it. In him, I've got it. So what do? I use it. I use my authority. I open the doors in the name of Jesus. I close the doors, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I break barriers in the name of Jesus. We get into territory and we take over in the name of Jesus. Whatever we lay our hands to do prospers in the name of Jesus. I've got authority. I've got there several times, and then they seem not to, give me a positive response. I take authority in the name of Jesus, and I declare that I'm returning back there, and I'm getting a favorable answer. Hallelujah. You take authority over situations. You take authority. Something is happening. You have to rush your kids to the hospital and all of that. Why you are going? Lekotoya la makata inde legedosha. I take authority right now and I declare that Toby, you are well. Kemi, you are well. Timothy, you are well. You need to take authority from the hand of the enemy. What he loves to do is to take it from you. What do? You take it back. Because in the first place, it's been given to you. It's been given to you. Take authority over your life. Every time I get there, I'm always late. Every time I get there, they say it's finished. This time around, I'm going. And I'm going to collect. I'm not hearing no for an answer. Hallelujah. I'm not hearing no. Take authority. You notice a particular trend in your life? You don't like it? Take authority. You have been redeemed in Him. So we take authority. I don't like the way things are going. Take authority. Your space has got to be covered by you. No one will cover it for you. You have to cover it. You have to cover it. You have to cover it. That we are redeemed also says that you have been redeemed from the curse of the law. Let's go to Galatians 3. You have been redeemed. Redeemed forever. Redeemed forever. Redeemed forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Galatians 3 verse 13. You have been redeemed forever. By who? Christ. It says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone that hangs on the tree. Jesus took the curse. No man on earth can curse you. No man on earth can curse you. He took it. He took my curse. There's no curse anywhere. There's no curse anyone that can bound the new creation. Listen to me. Never look at yourself the way you see just your natural self. You are more than the natural person that you see in front of the mirror. Ah, ha, ha, ha. You are so powerful. I mean, can you imagine the Lord tabernacle on your inside? Bible says that you are the temple of the Most High God. If you carry God on your inside, you must be powerful. You must be powerful. And then somebody stands in front of you and say, Ogbon, Ogbon, what is Ogbon? What is that? What Ogbon is that? In Kotaba, Sofu, Ewewo, Nibo. Glory to God. Listen, these things are real. They are very real. Satan is real. He's real. He's real. And that's why the Bible says, fight the good fight of faith. Satan is real. So that the people that use the incantation, do you think it's not powerful? It's harming some people. We know the people it won't harm. Glory to God. I said we know the people it cannot harm. Who are those people? Tell me. Who are those people? Who are those people? Tell me. Who are they? Where are they? Where are they? We know the people it cannot harm. We know. Those in Christ. We know. The new creation. We know. We know. Jesus took the curse. Whether now. Whether later. Whether in the future, he's done what? Taking it. He's 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 taking it. You are not under any curse. What do you do with that? You get conscious with it. Hallelujah. I'm conscious. I'm conscious of what I carry. If God lives on my inside, then a curse cannot be there. Oh, glory to God. A curse cannot be there. I can't be limited in life. No. I can't be controlled. Why? God lives on my inside. God lives on my inside. Jehovah is here. He's here. Let me give you an example of some of this. Oh, glory to God. Back then when I was in school, hallelujah, you know, I pray in my little corner. I stay in an hostel back then in school, in Ife. You know, we call it Angunaiti. You know what that means? You know, yeah, that's what it is, a little corner there. And then I a lot of times I pray in my corner. Yeah, I do a lot of spiritual things in my corner back then in school. You know, I have scriptures also pasted, you know, on the wall and all of that. You know, so I happen to have a school daughter, you know. So she comes to sleep on my bed. She just comes, lie down and all of that from time to time. You know, so there was this day she wasn't feeling fine, and I didn't know she wasn't feeling fine. So she came to my corner. I wasn't in the room, you know, and then she slept on the bed. And she slept very well. Very, very well. And I don't like my bed being disorganized. So before I leave the room, I lay it very smooth. So I don't want you to come and sit down. If you sit down, when you get up, just do it like this. Do like this. I don't like rumpled place. So she came, she slept, and then she got up and she left. Yay! So when I got back, when I saw the bed, I felt, you know. So I thought it was any of the ladies in the room. So I said, come now, who came here? At least even if you had come, you just pretend like you didn't come now. You would have just laid the thing back. You know, I laid it. That they saw her later in the day. She didn't say nothing to me. Then she came to the room, told some of the, said she was going to my corner. So they told her, no, don't go. Let her, when she comes, you go. She said, no, I want to lie down. I'm not feeling fine. It's okay. She went. But later, she told the people in the room that if you want to read well and you want it to sink in, go to her corner. If you are sick, she was not telling them. She said, if you are sick and you are feeling pain anyway, sleep on her bed. So I found out later that when I entered the room, people are running out of my corner. I started feeling, hey, yeah. But they have learned the lesson. Just lay the bed. So one day she wasn't feeling fine again. Then she came and then she laid on the bed. I saw her this time. I said, what's going on? She said, I've not been feeling fine. But I know that by the time I sleep here and I get up, I'll be fine. So I said, oh, glory to God. She now told me, she said, every time I'm not feeling fine, I come here. I said, why are you coming here? She said, because every time I sleep here, I feel better when I wake up. I feel stronger. I had another friend in the room. That one eventually confessed, when I go to the library, nothing enters. But when I read here, Bukola, this is the place. I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know. Never knew. Listen, you carry God. I said you carry God. Every space, every place that you go, every place that your feet get to, you carry God. The reality of that must dawn on you and I. I carry God. I carry the Most High. Wherever I am, He's there. And so that means that there is possibility of His power everywhere I go. Things are happening everywhere I go. Sometimes you don't know. Hallelujah. I didn't know. She told me. She brought this to my consciousness. And that didn't make me worship my corner anyway. Because I was the one that, whatever it is, it must have been reproduced. Amen. It will be reproduced. So that means that wherever you go, hallelujah. Come on, go ahead and say, I carry God. I carry God. I carry God everywhere I go. I carry God. I have been redeemed. I've got authority. I've got power everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, things are happening. Everywhere I go. Everywhere I go. Everywhere I go. My prayer has been answered. Yes, yes, yes. It is answered. It is being answered. The things that I declare, I see it manifest. I see it manifest. You are a king. Go ahead and decree tonight. Come on now. Go ahead and decree tonight. Get conscious of who you are in Christ Jesus. This is who you are. Everywhere you go. 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 You carry God. Get conscious. You carry God. Get conscious of who you are. Get conscious of what you have been redeemed from. No curse. No curse on earth. No curse anywhere. No curse. No curse. No curse. If they said that it was in the family, because I came from that same family, that curse is buried. Hallelujah. That curse never exists again. That curse is gone forever. Everyone after me is redeemed from the curse. Lekeye leketo labrakata. Everyone after me. Everyone after me is redeemed. Why? Because I take it. I take it. I know what I carry. I know. By the authority given to me in Christ Jesus. I know. Glory to God. I know. I'm not natural. Glory to God. I'm not just a mere man. Hallelujah. I am God walking on 2 feet. Leketa yala bokoto. I said I am God walking on 2 feet with 2 hands and 2 eyes. Ale moto yeleketa yala basata. I am God here on earth. I take after my Father. I take after my Father. I do things after my Father. Ele mokoto leboso. If He creates, then I can create. If He reproduces, then I can reproduce. If He heals, then I can heal. Lele eka rabasota yalabosa. Enanosa. If He never got into trouble or always escapes from any trouble they bring, then I will never get into one. Lemala kataye lebosa. Lekenda labosa. Come on, I have been redeemed from sickness, from disease, from disorder. The doctor says it's this way. He says it's that way. That is another opinion from the Word of God. What do you do with the opinion of God? You stay with it. You stay with it. You confess it. You say to yourself that you are the healed of the Lord. You are the healed of the Lord. You have gotten the fact. The fact is that the head out. You have gotten the fact. The fact is that the leg out. You have gotten the fact. The fact is that you can't give birth easily. You have gotten the fact. The fact is that something is wrong in the organ. But what do you do with God's opinion? You say to yourself, I am the healed of the Lord. I am the healed of the Lord. Yekele koto mandale barosa. Himself took my infirmities. He took my disorders. Lele layeka. He took all of my diseases. Hallelujah. That's what He did for me. That's what He did for me. I have been redeemed from any curses. Whether in the family, or from a colleague at work. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Or a relative. Or anywhere that it seems like I went and I went wrongly. I have been redeemed. Hallelujah. I have been redeemed. I have been redeemed. Hallelujah. Redeemed from the curse of the law. Redeemed. Redeemed. The authority of Satan is dominion. Oh, I tremble over it. Oh, Baleka Tosa. I've got dominion over it. Dominion over it. Hey, Kayaba Kataya Labosa. I've got dominion. I've got dominion. I've got dominion. Glory to God. I've got dominion. Dominion. Nothing bounds the new creation. Nothing. No bondage. Kalemo koto yalabasa. No bondage. No bondage of habits. No bondage. Hey. Bible says lay aside everything that easily will take you off. Everything. Lay aside. And that's what we talked about, what we talked about last week. Lay them aside. We don't need all of those things in our Christian walk with the Father. We don't need it. Lay them aside.
No longer will I lie. Lay them aside. Lay them aside. Lay them. Every effect of the nature of the enemy is laid aside. Laid aside in the name of Jesus. Woo! Somebody shout, I've got dominion. Ha 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 ha. I've got dominion. I've got it. Hallelujah. I've got it. I've got dominion over anything and anything. Authority over anything and anything. I've got it. In the name of Jesus. I've got it. I've got it. I'm not a mere man. I'm not a mere man. I'm not a mere man. I refuse to see myself ordinary. Glory to God. All right, it's time to go home. I'm walking. Ushers, could you just drop the basket somewhere? Maybe in front here. You know, so you could just give on your way out. No, by the door. Please. So you could give on your way out. Father, we thank you for what you already are quickening in our spirit. Yeah. You're quickening these things, this truth. We're getting conscious by the day. Every day, we're conscious of who we are. Every day, we walk with that consciousness. Oh, thank you, Father. And we see possibilities. Hallelujah. We see all things working together for us. We see the power at which we function here on earth. We see testimonies. We enjoy all that Christ has done for us. Why? Because we know who we are. Hallelujah. We know who we are. We know. So we enjoy it. We enjoy it. Hallelujah. We enjoy all. Not some. All of it. All of it, every day of our lives. Every day of our lives. I'm walking in power. I'm walking in miracle. I live a life. I'm walking in power. I'm walking in miracles. I live a life of favor. Walking in power. All right, you're going to sing that song on your way out. That's why I said drop the basket so you can do it on your way out. Hold on now. Sunday service, I won't be here. Amen. All right. So, I want you to be in church. All right, and it's two services. You're going to get blessed. All right, so make sure you come not alone. Come with a friend. Very important. If you're online, Lagos Church, please make sure you don't come to church alone. Come with a friend, come with someone that you have invited. Call them so that they can be in church. I'll be with you on Sunday. All right? Influence of the Spirit is around the corner. I'd like you to know that we want everyone possible that can make it down to our Abeokuta to come. All right? We would have a bus. We'll have a bus prepared for that. So let us know so that we can prepare well. All right? We can prepare well if we have more people. We can get two buses, three buses. Let's just get to Abeokuta and let's jam the place. All right?
Hallelujah.
We're going to set people ablaze for Jesus. Hallelujah. We're walking in power,
working in miracles. I live a life of favor. I know we're working in power, working miracles. I live a life of favor. I know we're working in power, working miracles. I live a life of favor. I know we're working in